you back. I apologize. The call got disconnected.
I'm here.
Thank you so much. Let me repeat the question again. It said, now I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name you one you don't know too much about, just tell me. We'll go on to the next one. The first one is Mayor Vic Karstafen.
Go to the next one.
Is this person favorable or unfavorable to you?
I don't know them.
You don't know them? No problem. Let's continue. Next one is State Assemblyman Bill Moen.
I don't know him.
No problem. Next one is State Assemblyman Bill Spearman.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Next one is Camden Schools Superintendent Katrina McCombs.
I don't know her.
No problem. Next one is Governor Phil Murphy.
I just heard of him. I don't really know him.
No problem. Let's put that down then. How about State Senator Nelsa Cruz Perez?
I don't know them.
No problem. Next one is former Mayor Frank Moran.
I don't know.
No problem. The last one in this section is Teachers Union.
I'm not familiar with it.
Not familiar? No problem. Remember, there's no wrong answers. We just want to hear your opinion. All right, let's continue. I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name you one you don't know too much about, just tell me. We'll go on to the next one. The first one is public charter schools in Camden.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Next one is traditional public schools in Camden.
Somewhat.
Somewhat favorable or unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next one is private and parochial schools in Camden.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. And next one is the Renaissance schools in Camden.
Somewhat favorable.
Appreciate that so much. We're more than halfway through. Thank you for your time. What are some of the reasons for your somewhat favorable opinion of public charter schools in Camden? You don't really know much about them, okay? Let's put that down. All right, let's continue. Thank you. And would you say that public charter schools and Renaissance schools are A, very different from each other, B, somewhat different, C, not too different from each other, or D, or would you say these two are different ways to describe the same type of schools? You don't know? No problem. Let's continue. Now, just so everyone has the same information, public charter schools and Renaissance schools are very different ways to describe the same type of school. Knowing this, would you say that public charter schools and Renaissance schools are A, very different from traditional public schools, B, somewhat different from traditional public schools, C, not too different from traditional public schools, or C, not different at all from traditional public schools?
She would say B.
B? Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And what are some of the differences between public charter and Renaissance schools and traditional public schools, would you say?
I wouldn't say. I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Let's put that down. No problem. Thank you. We're almost done here. Thank you for your time. Would you say public education in Camden is heading in the right direction, or is public education in Camden on the wrong track?
Well, I don't know.
Ma'am, I can barely hear you now. You sound way more far away than you were at first. What was your answer? Would you say right direction or wrong track?
I don't know.
you don't know, no problem. And how important do you think it is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's need? Would you say very important, somewhat important, not that important, or not important at all? Very important?
Very important.
Thank you. And do you think the local public schools in Kempton need a little change, some change, or a lot, or not at all?
I say some change.
Some change. Put that down. Thank you. From what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose creating the number of public charter schools in Renaissance School here in Kempton? Do you favor it or oppose it?
I don't know.
You don't know? No problem. Let's continue then. All right. We're almost done here. I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools and Renaissance schools. For each one, please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools and Renaissance schools very well, somewhat well, or if it does not describe public charter and Renaissance schools well, or does not describe them at all. The first one is they are both tuition-free.
Do I favor that?
Does that describe them very well, somewhat well? Does that describe them at all, or not describe them well?
I think they all are free. I don't know. I think they all are free.
All right, let's put that down. Thank you. Next one is they both serve mostly low-income students.
As far as I know, they do.
They do? All right, let's put that down. Next one is they both are open to all?
I don't think so.
No? All right, no problem. And our public schools?
They're open to all, I think.
All right, let's put that down. All right, thank you so much. The last one in this section is serve mostly students of color. Does that describe them very well, describes them somewhat well, does not describe well, or does not describe at all?
I believe it's where they're located.
All right, no problem. Let's put that down. Thank you. And over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more or less favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
Well, that one I don't know.
You don't know. No problem. Let's put that down. If a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter and Renaissance schools in Kempton, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
It has no effect on my vote.
No problem. Let's put that down. Thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken would say that they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, or other major offices. How about you? How often would you vote for school board members? Would you say always, sometimes, rarely, or never?
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Thank you so much. Which of the two pieces of information make you more favorable about public charter schools and Renaissance school? Is it that public charter school and Renaissance schools are free and open to all children? Is it because they support different learning styles? They encourage more parents' input and involvement? They enroll children of all skills and backgrounds? Are smaller schools that offer more individualized attention, give quality options to families who do not otherwise have them, or are managed independently from local public districts? Which one would you say?
That one I don't know, I guess.
No problem. Let's continue, and I appreciate your answers. Now we just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only, and we are done. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
Retired.
Thank you so much. And in politics today, are you registered to vote as Republican, a Democrat, Independent, or something else?
I would say Democrat.
Would you say you're a strong Democrat or not so strong?
I would say strong.
Thank you. And how would you describe your economic circumstances? Are you low income, working class, middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do?
Low income.
Thank you. All right. Well, this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time. You have a good one.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.